Let's see. Well, it's 7 o'clock and we do have a quorum, so we can get started on the first item. So,
hey, Allison, can I just ask you a quick question? So certainly. Our process tonight is we're going to go through these items. We're going to join with our programs and services. Are we going to be part of programs and services when they hear the school thing? Or are they doing that first?
No, they're going to, the agenda is that they're going to, the new Cal will be first and we'll be joining them for that.
Okay.
But we're not joining them for the school.
But we so, can if we, I'm going to, just so you know, okay?
Of course, but it's not like an official part of our meeting.
No, I understand that. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption. Go ahead.
No worries. Okay, this is our regular meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. I'm Allison Leary, Counselor at Large from Ward 1, Chair of the Committee. And with me at the beginning of this meeting is Counselor Gentile from Ward 4, Counselor Kalis from Ward 8, Counselor Kelly from Ward 3, and Counselor Laredo from Ward 7, and Counselor Danberg from Ward 6. Our first item is a public hearing. It's item 532-20, and this is Eversource Energy, petition for a grant of location to install 61 feet of conduit from the existing manhole 12902 in a southerly direction, turning, continuing in an easterly direction to the property line at number 360 Lowell Avenue. This is in Ward 2. And I believe that Ms. Carol will be presenting this item. So we'll, please go ahead.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Maureen Carroll, and I'm here on behalf of the Eversource Company. And I'm here on a petition. The petition is going to be on Lowell Avenue, southerly from manhole 12902, then turning easterly near the intersection of Elm Road. This is going to be a distance of about 61 feet of conduit. It's going to provide electric service to 360 Lowell Ave.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee on this? Let's see if I see any.
Just a quick question, Madam Chair.
Yes, Councilor Laredo.
Sorry for not raising my hand. Is there going to be, is there any roadway here that's fairly new, or is this all pretty old roadway at Lowell? Because I thought Lowell was paved a few years ago.
It was. Mr. Taverna.
Yes, this is Lou Taverna, City Engineer. Yeah, Lowell Ave was paved about, I think it was about 6 years ago in 2014. It was paved, as you know, it has concrete panels underneath the pavement, and the concrete panels were paved over with asphalt. So in your notes comment, we made a comment that Eversource do properly restore the roadway to its original condition once the work is done. This will be part of the street opening permit. It's not a condition of approval. That's why it's under the comments section. So we don't condition the grant of location, but it's a comment so Eversource knows as part of the street opening permit that they will have to restore the road to its original condition. But the pavement was done 6 years ago.
So, Mr. Taverna, in the permit, it will be quite clear that they have to restore it to its original condition?
That's correct. As part of the street opening permit, that's correct. This is a comment for them so they know ahead of time. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm fine. Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Taverna.
Okay. And one other comment. I believe this electrical conduit and cable is for the solar panel array that's now installed in the parking lot of the Newton North High School off Lowell Ave. So when they refer to 360 Lowell Ave, it's actually the parking lot solar panel array.
I 360 had a similar I think that was the old address of the new high school.
It was. It's correct. It was the old address.
Of the old new high school. How's that? Yeah. Thank
correct.
You.
So this is power to, this is electrical power to and from the solar array panel.
Got it. Thank you very much, Mr. Taverna. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sure.
Mr. Taverna, I wanted to know about the flex posts that were there at one point. I don't know if they're still there anymore, if they've been removed already, but they had, they had put in flex posts in an effort to sort of curve the street and slow down traffic. Do they still exist? And if they do, I would want to make sure they get replaced.
They may have been removed for winter operations. I would have to get clarification from the commissioner on that. I know they were there before. I just drove by it this morning. I don't think they're there now, but I believe they might have been removed for winter snow removal operations. I'll have to get confirmation from the commissioner of public works on that one, though.
Okay. That would be helpful because I know that they were working pretty effectively and I would like to see them restored in the spring.
Sure. Okay. I'll make a note of that. Sure. Okay.
I don't see any other hands up or from the committee, so I'm going to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this item? We don't have a lot of people participating in this meeting right now. I don't see any member of the public wishing to speak, so I'm going to close the public hearing. I'm looking for a motion to approve this item.
So moved.
So moved by Councillor Kelly. Crossley, I'm sorry, Councillor Crossley.
We're so alike.
I'm in such a way that I can't see everybody. So we've been joined by Councillor Crossley from Ward 5 and Councillor Norton, Vice Chair of the Committee from Ward 2. Thank you for joining us. So Councillor Crossley has moved approval. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays or any abstentions? Okay, the item is approved unanimously. So,
okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Ms. Carroll, for being here.
Thank you. So, have a good night.
Have a good night. So the plan now is to join programs and services for a discussion of the New Cal project. So, Cassidy, should we just log out and join the programs and services link?
Yep, I'm going to end this meeting now, and then you'll log into their link.
Cassidy, okay. I tried to check in via the click on our agenda to that, and it says that I'm unable to join the meeting based on that link. Can you maybe just put in the chat what the correct link is? Maybe I'm the only one who had that problem.
I got into it just a few minutes ago by clicking on the wrong link, and it went right in.
The wrong link?
Well, I clicked on the programs and services link in our agenda by mistake, and it went right in. So,
okay.
Councillor Kelly.
A separate link.
Councillor Kelly, I can email it to you. I'm on Joe Mulvey's account. He had turned chat off, but I can email it to you right now.
Okay.
Cassidy, yep. Can you send it to me also, please,
yep.
If Lenny?
Yep, I can do that.
Thanks.
We'll see you at the next meeting then.
See you all soon.
Okay.